Letters to Daniel, Volume 2. Letter 8-4. Obamacare. Witchcraft in the Land.
When you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire, or one who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. For all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord, and because of these abominations the Lord your God drives them out from before you. You shall be blameless before the Lord your God. For these nations which you will dispossess listen to soothsayers and diviners. But as for you, the Lord your God has not appointed such for you. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your midst, from your brethren, him you shall hear.
Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2012, in the third month, on the 18th day of the third month. Dear Dan, I noticed a change in the spiritual climate at G6. After the Democrats passed what is known as Obamacare, it got worse. It wasn't long after that that Satan attacked my liberty to listen to my iPods, among other things. The same spiritual mechanics that were at work at Jonestown are functioning in the Democratic Party as they wield power in the land. And for these two things come judgment. 1. Abortion, willful shedding of innocent blood. 2. Homosexuality, agreeing with the reprobate mind. I appeal to the King concerning this matter. Dear Jesus, please come to the rescue of the United States of America. Please come to the rescue of all that know and love you. Please remember your word where it says, "Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men." The book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 31. Please remember your word where it says, "And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 21. In Jesus' name, amen. Blessings. Romanus Theophilus.
So Samuel said, "Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he also has rejected you from being king." Then Saul said to Samuel, "I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and your words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Now therefore, please pardon my sin and return with me, that I may worship the Lord." But Samuel said to Saul, "I will not return with you, for you have rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord has rejected you from being king over Israel." And as Samuel turned around to go away, Saul seized the edge of his robe and it tore. So Samuel said to him, "The Lord has torn the kingdom of Israel from you today, and has given it to a neighbor of yours who is better than you. And also the strength of Israel will not lie nor relent, for he is not a man that he should relent." Then he said, "I have sinned, yet honor me now, please, before the elders of my people and before Israel, and return with me, that I may worship the Lord your God." So Samuel turned back after Saul, and Saul worshipped the Lord. Then Samuel said, "Bring Agag, king of the Amalekites, here to me." So Agag came to him cautiously, and Agag said, "Surely the bitterness of death is past." But Samuel said, "As your sword has made women childless, so shall your mother be childless among women. And Samuel hacked Agag in pieces before the Lord in Gilgal.